The next matter on the agenda is adoption of a 40-year report.
Maybe this isn't a laughing matter. I put this on the agenda, and it's a composite of a couple of things that I'm no longer going to support, so I'm going to pull that and come back with a revised version. But I would like to say this. I do think that the idea of having what we have thought was valuable for the public, and not the people that live and die election law, but those who want to know something about the Federal Election Commission, just the general public, we provided a service like that by having a history of the origins of the Federal Election Commission for over 40 years. We reported that for 30 years. I think we should do it again. I think, especially now with the fast movement of what's going on here, what's gone on here, if the public went now to our source, which is our 30-year history, and that was all they had, they wouldn't have a fair or a comprehensive source to rely on that would be accurate. So we made efforts to try and come up with something that could work. We started with the Information Division, who was predominantly the author of the 30-year report. And it was unanimously adopted by the commission at that time. I look at it and I say, sure, I could have written it differently, or maybe we could have added this, or maybe we could have taken this out. But the fact is, we don't need to do that to give a good general overview to the public of what we've done and where we've been. We don't have to live and die all the ups and downs. But a general source for the public to then go further, I think, is something we should continue to do. So I'm going to go back and revamp this a little bit and then come back at the next meeting, if I can, for consideration.
Commissioner Peterson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. One thing that we may want to look at enhancing that may address some of the concerns that Commissioner Walther pointed out is when back in 2015, the Information Division took the initiative and created a 40th anniversary timeline, which is available on our website. I'd read out the whole website for you, but maybe we can make it as part of the record. Well, I'll read it through, and then anybody who wants to look at it, it's https://www.fec.gov/updates/new-interactive-timeline-chronicles-40-years-of-commission-history. There you go. For anybody who's interested, you can probably just look up 40th anniversary timeline in the search engine on our new newly enhanced website. But the thing that I like about this is, I mean, for newer generations who want to find out information about any source, but about the FEC in particular, is you want to go to the website and have interactive materials. And this has some I think, a lot of really good features, including links to all of the past 10, 20, 30-year reports, some great pictures, including of past commissions, video of commissioners testifying. And I think that perhaps what maybe this was updated, this was created for the 40th anniversary. We haven't updated it since, but perhaps we could work with the Information Division to have this enhanced so that on a, you know, on a somewhat periodic basis, whether every quarter, every half year, every year, we update whatever major legislative changes have happened, rulemakings, major advisory opinions, any court cases, any relevant appearances by commissioners if they're testifying in front of Congress or so forth, and enhancing what the good work that the Information Division has already put forth and extending it forward may in many ways be an even more valuable resource for those who want to know the full ins and outs of the commission's history. And as part of this timeline, they still have access to all of the prior iterations of the relevant 10, 20-year iterations of reports. So I would put that on the table for consideration, that perhaps we can work with our information division to bolster that timeline and have a system in place for regular updates. And I think that that would be a terrific resource, again, for since most of us now, that's the way we like to get our information is through interactive displays on the internet. And like I said, I'd invite anybody who's listening to this to take a look at that. And I think finding ways to enhance that would be a useful undertaking for the commission.
Thank you. Madam Vice Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I appreciate Commissioner Walther's efforts. He's on this issue. We have terrific staff. I'm a big, big fan of our info division, as I hope they know. And they did what they always do. They wrote up a 40-year report that included, virtually cut and paste descriptions of some of the older parts of our history from earlier decade reports that the commission had issued and adopted, and put that before us. And if anybody wants to see what the staff draft looks like, I put it on the agenda at the last meeting of Commissioner Walther's chairmanship last year on 12/14/2017. It was agenda document 17-63A. I think that doing the preparing a history of the commission is something that we can well delegate to our staff. And the reason why this document has not been issued is because commissioners' offices decided to get involved, whip out their red pen, and try and rewrite this sentence and that sentence to reflect their personal ideologies. And I think that's, personally, I would rather spend my time doing other things. I am content with the excellent work that the staff did. And as I said, if anybody wants to look for it, they can find it.
Any other comments? Okay. Just wanted to point out that tomorrow is the deadline for the comment period for the internet disclaimer rulemaking, and we have a hearing coming up at the end of July. So
end of June.
I'm sorry, the end of June. And that's what I know a lot of us will be focused on in the next few weeks. I'm looking forward to reading the comments. And we're also going to try to tackle the nationwide IE rulemaking soon. We have comments in on that one. So I think we have we still don't have a volunteer mail policy for the public and our audit staff. So I think we have a lot of important things that are more relevant to the lives of the people who have to follow what we do here.
Madam Chair, I'd just like to end on a positive note. I share your interest in the comments of on the internet disclaimer rulemaking. I'm hoping we're just going to get bucket loads, and I'm looking forward to reading them, as many of them as I personally can, but I'll have somebody reading all of them. And I want to remind people also that if they want to testify at the hearing on June 27th, they should include that in their comment.